Seen you locked and changed, didn't ease my pain. Left me feeling ashamed out in the rain. Can't explain the pain, how I stay sane. Don't like the game, will it ever change? Watson, and welcome to another episode of Resilient Stories Podcast, where we share the grit and glory behind the stories of amazing people like you who have bounced back from failure and adversity to go and live their best lives on purpose. Today's show is being sponsored by Million Dollar Business Pathway, where we believe everyone has a story to tell and to sell. If you want to learn how to tell and sell your story, go to tawatson.com under the programs and product page and click on Million Dollar Business Pathway to get yourself started. Are you guys ready for another amazing show today? Joining me, I have the one and only Demetria Moore.
Thank you.
Good morning. How are you? Thanks for joining us this morning.
I'm good. I'm excited to be here. So thank you for allowing me to have a seat to talk to your, I like to call them your family. So thank you.
I appreciate that. And for my family members who may not necessarily be familiar with you or know you, can you briefly introduce us to yourself?
Sure. As Tommy stated, my name is Demetria Moore. I'm a coach and consultant as well as an author. And yeah, I'm of course residing here in the Charlotte area. My hope is to connect with you all so you can find me on my website at More Out of Life, and that's M-O-O-R-E out of life.com, as well as on LinkedIn under Demetria Moore and on Facebook and Instagram, of course, under More Out of Life. So yeah, I'm excited to connect with each and every one of you. So thank
that
you.
That is awesome. Awesome. And I'm glad you made it very easy for our listening audience to find you as well. And you're a new entrepreneur. So congratulations to jumping in the water and swimming. So love it.
Thank you.
Yes. So Demetria, as you know, our show is focusing on bringing amazing people like you on to our show and having you kind of walk us through one of the most difficult times of your life, because there are a lot of folks out there who are currently going through difficult times and need that glimmer of hope and that blueprint in terms of how to overcome some of the challenges they'll be facing. So I'm going to go into my first question here. What's been the biggest obstacle you've had to overcome personally and professionally in your life?
Sure, Tommy. It was me starting my first business at the age of 26. Wow. And having to close it and file bankrupt at the age of 27.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
So yeah. Talk us through that. I mean, what business did you start and what led up to things having led you to filing bankruptcy?
Oh, sure. I was actually into training at the time. I was doing a little bit of corporate training, but I was actually a trainer and an aerobics instructor for some local facilities here in Charlotte. And I bought into a franchise and I had a women's only fitness facility. And yeah, I made it 11 months. And you know, that story is true when people say most small businesses close in less than a year. But some they do well and they make it for 5 years, but most don't make it past five. Yeah. Actually one of those statistics. Yeah, that was me.
Wow. So when you jumped into the franchise, again, I appreciate you being honest and transparent about your story as well. So when you jumped into the franchise, what did you find to be the issue? Because, you know, we have a lot of folks who want to become franchisees out there. What was the challenge you faced? Yeah.
The challenge I faced was being a fitness facility, which is an amenity to people's life. It's not a need.
Yes.
And that happened in 08. And we all know what happened in 07, 08. Yeah. I opened in 07, closed in 08. And during that time, a lot of those things that were happening, of course, people's finances definitely changed. I went from having packed classes of women coming, people coming to interview me, to maybe five people being in class. People stopping their monthly payments, right? You know, those membership payments, people need that now to supplement their incomes in their houses.
Yes.
So that was definitely the biggest obstacle for me.
Wow, that is very enlightening. And I appreciate you sharing that. And again, you know, we have a lot of folks out there. We hear a lot about becoming a franchisee, whether it be McDonald's franchisee or whatever it may be. So here it is, you jump out there, you go after your dream, you swing big. And 11 months later, you're closing, you have to file bankruptcy. Talk to us about some of the emotions that kind of came along with having to file bankruptcy at the age of 27.
Almost definitely. Well, first time, the first emotion I felt was anger. Like, I put my whole life on the line of what I had at being, of course, starting at 26. And Tommy, just to really put things in perspective, my credit history wasn't even long enough to get the loan that I needed. So think about that. I'm 26. So I ended up just, I actually took the equity out of my home.
Wow.
Because I wasn't old enough, or my credit history wasn't long enough to give me the finances that I needed. Sure. Needed to move forward. I got a loan from the bank, but they were like, we can't give you what you're asking for because your credit history isn't long enough.
Sure.
So that, of course, dealing with that, I actually put it all on the line. And going through that phase, the first emotion that I alluded to was anger.
Yeah.
And then it became shame.
Yes.
Right? Because now the whole world in my mind has seen me open this business. They've seen the articles in the paper. And now you see this business gone. So how do I explain that, right? Yeah. I walked around angry, ashamed, of course, not wanting to talk about it. Just, it was a range of emotions, but those were the two ones that, you know, are most prominent for me at that time. And just working through that and being so young, I had no one to really talk to. Sure. Because if that were the case, Tommy, I would have gotten additional advice before stepping into that business venture, but I didn't have anyone around me to share that business knowledge. So it was definitely a struggle because there was no one to share advice or to tell me it was gonna be okay. There was no one to tell me what to read. There was none of that was around. So it was lonely in that place. And just being, I felt like I was literally in this world by myself.
Wow. And you know, that's a dark and devastating place to be as well. You know, so you've obviously been able to bounce back from it. What are some of the coping mechanisms that you turn to kind of get yourself through this dark time of your life?
Well, I like to look at it this way. When I dealt with that situation, Tommy, I went into a place of feeling like a failure. Like, I even said, I'm a failure. And that's powerful to say, I am a failure.
Yeah.
And to embody that 100%. But when I was dealing with that and I began to just transition the way I looked at it, I came out looking at failure as an experience and not a person. Because to me right now, failure is a privilege reserved for those who are brave enough to try. That's my perspective now. But in that place, it was just so low and just, you know, devastating. And I had to learn it's not the enemy on the outside that's giving me the problem. It's the inner me that's giving me the problem.
That's right.
And I really had to really stand up and deal with the person that I saw in the mirror every day and understand I choose the life that I live. Nobody can give that to me. I choose how I want to live. And that's where the turning point came for me.
Mm-hmm.
Was realizing that everything that I'm looking to is external.
Yes.
That's not where it starts. It starts with me. Mm-hmm. And that was where I had to start doing the work.
That's good. And that is a great place to begin to utilize coping mechanisms to kind of get yourself moving along there. Now, you did mention that you didn't have anyone, you felt alone or what have you, though. Was there any information or insights that you gained, just whether it be spiritual, whatever, to help you get through this moment? I mean, if you didn't have anyone there for you physically, did you receive any type of spiritual enlightenment or anything? What kind of helped you get through this, though?
Oh, yeah. Now, my prayer life was real heavy during that time. Uh-huh. I of course, joined some Bible reading groups at my church. But in the midst of all that, I started to go to the library. That's a resource we all have.
Absolutely.
And I went to the library and just started looking for books because at the time I'm in bankruptcy. I can't go out and start buying stuff. Sure. So I figured these books are free. I went to the library and spent a lot of time there reading, checking out books. And that's where I realized there's so many resources at our fingertips that I was using the excuse at first that I couldn't pay for it. I don't have any more money, quote unquote, to invest in resources. But the resources were free. All I needed to do was go sort them out. So I went to the library. I started reading books. Some of the books I read right off was The Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz. I read Energy Leadership by Bruce Snyder, and I fell in love with Brian Burrow. He's a coach that resides actually up in Asheville, North Carolina. I met him at a workshop that I was invited to. I bought every single book he had. And I just began to feed my mind the things that I wanted to have in my life.
Yeah.
And that was the turning point. And from there, I started to join, you know, in books, sometimes it'll say, follow me online. Yeah. I started following them online and joining those online groups just to begin to put myself in a circle of like-minded people.
Absolutely. I love it. That's a great strategy. I love it. So, you know, when you look back today, Dimitri, on your darkest day, what kept you fighting? Why didn't you give up and just say, you know what, forget it, the heck with it. I'm not going to ever try this entrepreneurship thing again. What kept you fighting to move forward and continue?
Honestly, Tommy, it didn't come right then because I think I was emotionally attached to it. And sure. I think for us to really see the situation, how it really is, you got to take the mask of emotion off. Sure. And that was the hardest thing for me because we want to judge things off our emotions and how we think it should be. Mm-hmm. But once I took that mask off, Tommy, I was actually on vacation when I did that. And this was after the, you know, bankruptcy, all that. It was probably like 6-7 months later. Mm-hmm. I went on a vacation and I remember just kind of sitting out there. Actually, I was at the beach. I was sitting out there. And I decided, and I know this is like really weird how it came to me, but I decided that I was gonna go snorkeling. Tommy, there's one problem. I can't swim.
Wow.
But in my mind, I'm going snorkeling. Yeah. Uh-huh. So I go out there and, you know, they give us all the instructions on snorkeling and all that. And I just put the gear on and I dive in the ocean. And in my mind, think about it. That's what I did for the business.
Yeah.
I just dive in. And I realized at that time very quickly that I needed to know how to swim or I needed to not be afraid. Mm-hmm. And right then I said, okay, Demetra, you didn't know anything about a business, but you dived in. Mm-hmm. The only difference is the fear is paralyzing me.
Yes.
You need to deal with that. And that was the turning point for me. And when I came back from that vacation, I started to look at all the areas in my life where fear paralyzed my decision-making. Fear changed how I saw things and fear stopped me from being the person who I desired to be. And I just started dealing with that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I love it. And that is powerful, you know, because I'm a big fan of when you decide to deal with something, you know, that with the word CIDE means to kill off, you know, suicide, right. Homicide. Right. So once you decide, you're killing off fear and everything else. So I'm a big fan of taking action, doing something, you know.
Right.
So, you know, as you sit and look back today, Dimitri, how would you say that whole experience kind of shaped who you are as a person?
Almost definitely. It changed how I see things. And, you know, one of the big lessons that I share with your group today is that even when you're in business or in relationships with people, they're there as a resource. They can't do it for you. Absolutely. That was a big lesson that I walked away with. Uh-huh. And the other thing that I walked away with was, don't take advice from people who are spectators. Absolutely. If you're not taking action, you can't tell me anything.
Yeah,
because you're not in the game. And one thing that I got to share with you, and I know you're going to laugh about it. When I got there from that vacation, I decided to take swim lessons. Because, you know, I'm conquering all fears now. And I was at the local Y waiting for my instructor. And I watched this 3-year-old kid just jumping off the diving board with his, you know, with the swim instructor teaching them how to jump off. And I'm thinking, I watched him do it the first time. He was terrified. Second time, he's jumping in. Third time, he's still jumping in. It wasn't perfect, but he was jumping in. And I'm sitting there like, man, I'm going to be able to do that.
That's right.
My swim instructor comes. He tells me, get in the pool. We're swimming along. That fear crept in. And that was a lesson for me right there. If you don't manage it, you can't put fear on the shelf or emotions on the shelf. You got to manage those things.
Absolutely.
That same fear that I felt in the ocean came back. Mm. And I had an anxiety attack in the pool.
Wow.
Lifeguard throwing in the lifeline. People looking, I'm splashing water. I'm crying. And the swim instructor is whispering quietly in my ear, you got this. You can do this. Now, before, my inner me was saying, you can't do this.
Yeah.
You are a failure. So it's different voices, right? It's what we're open to receive.
Absolutely.
And in that moment, I thought, okay, How do you process this fear? You've dealt with this previously. What are you going to do with this information? And as a result, I was able to swim to the end of the pool because I didn't quit. It's okay, Tommy, for people to take a time out, right? Collect your thoughts. Look at the bigger picture, because that's what I had to do in the pool. That's what I had to do in the ocean. Looking at the bigger picture. What can I do with this situation? And from there, like I said, I swam to the end of the pool. But the part that was most amazing to me was in that moment when I was splashing all that water, that same 2 or 3 year old little boy was on the side of the pool staring at me.
Yeah.
And granted, I was so embarrassed. Some of the same emotions I felt when I had to close my business arose.
Yes.
That little boy said, "Her is big. Her can just stand up." And in my mind, I'm livid because, first of all, I'm like, your pronouns correct, okay, little man? But when you think about it, Tommy, it's true.
Yeah.
It's true. That little boy wasn't just a spectator. He was taking action.
Absolutely.
That dive wasn't perfect, but done is better than perfect.
Yes.
You can improve, right, as long as you keep working at it. Granted, I didn't want to learn that lesson from a 2 or 3 year old, but I did. And in that moment, I learned my swim instructor couldn't swim for me. He could swim along with me.
Yes.
And at the time, when we think about things in our life, we want people to do it for us. We don't want to invest that sweat equity. And one of my favorite sayings is everybody wants to be a diamond, but nobody wants to get cut. You got to be willing to pull it all on the line to have the things that you want and truly experience what it is to have more in a life. And the other piece of that I learned in there was, life is going to throw the punch that you don't see coming.
That's right.
It is, right? But the only thing that matters is that you get up and the mindset that you get up with. You can't get up, "Oh, poor me, I'm a victim." You need to get up like, "Okay, I was down. I learned from that. So let's keep it moving."
That's right.
I learned this lesson. I know how to get up. That's the least of my concerns. I know how to get up. But the problem is, how do you move forward?
Are
you going to move forward afraid to get cut, or are you going to move like, "I've been cut before and I know I can heal"? That's the only mindset you can come from. And those are some of the lessons I learned throughout that process.
I love it. I love it. I love it. So motivational as well. So Demetri, as you look back today, would you do anything differently?
Absolutely not.
That's a good answer.
Absolutely not. Because again, I said failure is a privilege and an experience reserved for those who try.
Yes.
And I believe that wholeheartedly. And again, as you mentioned, I'm a new entrepreneur. I jump right in again, but now I have the experiences and the knowledge from before. And no one could have prepared me for that. No book I could have read could have prepared me for that. And that's just life experiences that you can use to continue to be the best person that you want to be and to continue to be a student of your craft.
That's right. And a very, very well said and a great answer as well. So Demetrius, you know, we're coming off of 2020. A lot of folks out there have lost loved ones, lost finances, lost possessions, have even lost hope in many situations. What words of advice would you give those folks out there listening to let them know that a brighter day is going to come?
Usually I tell people in those situations, what is it that you believe, right? What is it that you believe? Because our beliefs determine our thoughts. Our thoughts determines our feelings. Our feelings dictate our actions, and our actions create the experience of our life. Yeah. And if we can change what we believe, challenge that belief. If it's not working for you, change it. And I tell every client I work with, you are the director of the movie of your life. You get to decide what your life is and how it moves forward. And if you utilize that power and quit giving away your power of choice, it'll be amazing what your life could be and how you could turn that around simply by changing what you believe.
That's right. Demetri, very, very well said. I love it. Folks out there, hope you've been inspired by Demetri's story. We got to reach out to her. Again, Demetri, if people want to get a hold of you, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
Sure. You can find me on my website at moreoutoflife.com. And that's M-O-O-R-E outoflife.com. I'm on LinkedIn under Demetri Moore. I'm on all of the social media platforms as moreoutoflife.com. I look forward to connecting. If you have any questions, don't hesitate to reach out.
Hey, you got to make sure you check with her, get her book, amazing coach, utilize her services. So Demetri, we've had a chance to talk about some tough stuff. You ready to have a little fun now?
Sure.
All right, this portion of our show is called the Purpose Rapid Fire Purpose Questions, all right?
All right.
What I'm going to do, I'm going to ask you a number of questions about purpose. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to elaborate on any of the questions.
Okay.
I want you to give me and our audience your best answer.
Okay.
All right. All right, here we go. Demetrius, tell us how you have turned a dream into reality.
How I turned a dream into reality. I actually, as I said in my story, I just jump in. Just embrace it, take action.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
What gives your life meaning?
The impact that I can make on someone else's life.
Good. What one word best describes you?
Excited.
Okay. What problem do you want to solve in our world?
Problem. That people don't see that they have the power of choice.
Good one. What do you wish you had more time to do?
To coach and then coach and motivate little kids, because that's where it starts.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
What does your 15-year-old self imagine you would be doing right now?
Actually, what I'm doing. Running my own business and working for myself. Yeah.
I love it. Who inspires you the most?
I would say my parents.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's something about yourself that we might be surprised to learn about you?
That I'm actually pretty shy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. What's on your bucket list to do within the next year?
Skydiving.
Okay. Yeah. That's courageous. There you go. Good. I love it. If you were a superhero, what would you want your superpower to be?
Mind transformation.
Okay, that's a good one.
Yeah.
What do you love to learn about?
Seriously, Tommy, mindset. Like, I love what makes people tick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it. What sparks your creativity?
Usually reading. I read a lot, so yeah.
If you became president today, what law would you pass first?
Ooh, I would pass a bill for hate crimes against people of color.
Love it.
Yeah.
What do you love to do for others?
Help them actually explore other opportunities. Okay. I like to challenge them on the options they see.
Okay. What's been the best gift someone's ever given you?
The gift to allow me to coach them. Yeah.
What's been the best compliment you've ever received?
That, Demetria, I actually am okay now with the challenge I was dealing with. I no longer need coaching services.
There you go.
Granted, it's bittersweet, but I'd like for you not to quote unquote need me.
Yes, work your way out of a job. I love it.
Yeah.
What's been the one thing you have never been afraid to do?
The one thing I've never been afraid to do. Try new things.
Good. What moment from your childhood are you most proud of?
The moment that I learned to roller skate.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
What does success look like for you?
Success looks like me living a life, not necessarily based on finance, but being financially stable, but being able to live a life that I don't need a vacation from.
Yes. What are you most grateful for?
I'm grateful for the opportunities that I receive every day.
What's been the biggest lesson you've learned in life?
That I can create the life that I choose to live.
Yes. And last but not least, Demetria, how do you want to be remembered in history?
As the person who taught and coached people on how to have more out of their lives.
Awesome, Demetria Moore, you survived. Give yourself a round of applause. Woo-hoo-hoo. Great job. I appreciate that. Very well done. Folks out there, hopefully you guys are inspired by Demetria's story. You got to reach out to her as a coach, speaker, get her book. Once again, Demetria, people want to get a hold of you. What's the best way to get a hold of you?
Sure. I would say go ahead and actually you can email me directly. Demetria, D-E-M-E-T-R-A @ More Out of Life. And you know, more is like my last name, M-O-O-R-E, Out of Life. Email me directly, mention the podcast. That way I can sort the emails, know who you are directly. I look forward to connecting with you. Tommy, thank you so much for allowing me to share with your family today.
Absolutely, I appreciate that. So Demetria, before I let you go, sure. I want to get you to say one more thing here.
Okay.
The focal points of our podcast centers on two things. purpose and resiliency. What last words can you leave our audience with around purpose and resiliency?
I would say define your own purpose. Don't take on the meaning of life from other people.
Yes.
No, take time to figure out who you are and what you want and what your value is. Yes. And when it comes to the resilience piece, just understand life is nothing more than an experiment. Keep trying new things and you will be amazed at what you learn.
Yes, very well said, Demetria Moore. Thank you very much for joining us. Folks out there, if you are someone who has an amazing story of overcoming, we want to hear from you. Please go to tawatson.com, subscribe to our podcast, Resilient Stories, download this episode, rate it, share with your folks on social media. Again, Demetria, thank you for joining us today. Folks out there, thank you guys for tuning in. Love you. God bless. Peace and deuce, everyone.
Yours truly, Dr. Watson.